Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Because we talk about hypnosis, etc. The etc. is mostly like business building and promotion and stuff like that. So hypnosis, etc. And I am joined once again with my co-host, Erica Flint, and we're going to do something very interesting. You know, a lot of times people talk about case histories and they talk about clients as a case history. Well, I just about 2 minutes ago, I popped it on Erica and I said, I want to do a podcast on you, an episode of really your success story of going all the way from just thinking about hypnosis to where you are now. So let me tell you a little bit about Erica before we get into that. And that is, she's going to tell you the long story. This is the short story. Erica was originally in the computer science field. And she was a problem solver. She's had one or two patents to her name. She's doing really good in that profession. And one day, as far as I understand, she decided she'd like to work with the biggest, bestest computer system known to man, and that is the computer within our bony heads. And you know what? We're going to find out how. She got interested in hypnosis. Then she took a certification course locally. It whetted her appetite, but it wasn't enough to really get her to go full gear into business. And then she got my 5 Path 2.0 DVD training set, which is based on our Week of Power. That was enough. She took off running, got her business started. Wasn't too long before she took a Week of Power course and so got the deluxe treatment and became a 5-pather. And I met her at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. And then you know what happened? I said, hey, let's do an interview. And before I know it, I had her invited to be a co-host. And I don't know how many episodes she's done. 50, 60, 70. I don't know, but a lot. So what do you think?
I don't know how many it's been either, Cal. I think it's like 65 or something like that. 65 wonderful episodes. It has been fantastic. I absolutely love being part of this program because it forces me to think and come up with some cool topics that I know other hypnotists at whatever stage they're in their profession, will find at least one useful piece of information in this. So it's constantly forcing me to grow in the profession. Now, before we get started, let me introduce you, Cal. So Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. One of the things that I was just thinking about is how that hypnosis that Cal teaches is repeatable. It's systematized. There's a system to it so that hypnotists know what to do and you get repeatable results, which makes for super happy clients and they'll tell all their friends. And that's one way to grow your business is to use 5-Path because it's repeatable results. Cal has won every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a trainer, he's a speaker, he has appeared on radio and television talking about hypnosis, and he's trained some of the best in the world. He's had a huge impact on my life because once I took the 5-Path training, I was ready. I took another training beforehand and it was good, not great, it was good. It got me super interested in hypnosis, but it wasn't quite enough for me to feel really confident seeing clients. Once I took 5-Path, that's when I knew I was ready. And I got super excited when I first learned 5-Path because I understood what Cal was all about when I took his training. So Cal, super happy to be here today and continuing to be part of everything that you are creating. Just happy to be here.
All right, this will be fun for me because I get to be the interviewer. So Erica, tell us a little bit about what you were doing before you got into the profession.
I was working in Silicon Valley. I was a software engineer. And so I was creating software and websites, kind of web-based applications to solve business problems. And I was living in Silicon Valley in California, and where it's sunny and beautiful nearly every day. And so that's what I was doing beforehand.
How did you get moved up to Washington?
Well, what happened was I ended up realizing that, Silicon Valley is pretty expensive. So at some point I realized that I needed to live somewhere else, basically. So I started working remotely. And as I was working remotely, I was still doing the same job, still doing software engineering. My company, basically, I was still based out of Silicon Valley, so I was still working with people that were in Silicon Valley and around the world, so I worked with people all over the world. And then I realized at one point, you know, I had some personal challenges in my life that made me realize there's got to be something more to life. And one of the things that I thought about was really, okay, so I felt as if I'd kind of followed the rules, so to speak, as to what we were supposed to do to be happy in life. I was, you know, I was married, had a good family, I had a home, I had a car, a career, I had what I thought I was supposed to do for everything, but I just still really wasn't, like, there wasn't that happiness or fulfillment there. And so then I had a personal challenge and I felt like there was really something missing. So I really started looking for something more in my life. And thankfully, I did find hypnosis. And the moment that I realized what hypnosis was really doing, I'll never forget it. I was sitting there in a classroom. It was like one of those aha moments. I recognized what hypnosis was really doing. It was really about us understanding at a very deep level kind of what's going on inside of us and giving us access to that information. I was so excited and then a little bit disappointed with that course because I didn't feel like I could do it very well. So then I found you, Cal, and that was that's probably the next part of the story. So I'll pass it back over to you to see what you want to ask.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I have a background in computer science. When I was studying psychology, I was also studying computer science. I was thinking about getting a double degree, except it would probably take 8 years because there's nothing that overlaps in the between psychology and computer science academically, although once you get past all that, you see that it does. So people who take our class, they understand that there's a strong kind of, what you learn in computer science is you learn detailed thinking, logical thinking, and results-oriented thinking, and process-oriented thinking. And, you know, that all contributes to FivePath, which is very much a system and a process. All right, let's see. So how did you hear about FivePath or me?
So what I did when I was just about ready to graduate from this other training that I took, I did what any good corporate America person does. We network, right? So I contacted all of the hypnotists in town here in Bellingham where I live, and I said, hey, can I buy a cup of coffee? I'm going to graduate from hypnosis, and I just want to talk to you. And I think, how many people? I contacted two people at least, and I met with both of them. And one of them said to me, and again, I'll never forget this. He looked at me and he said, Erica, if you really want to do hypnosis professionally, you've got to learn FivePath. And so I wrote it down, I'm like, what? FivePath? Okay. So I went home, I looked you up, and I immediately, I don't even think I waited at all. I think I just immediately ordered the FivePath DVD training.
What was that like for you when that arrived?
Oh, that was awesome. What I did, because I had some flexibility at work because I worked from home, I told my management I'm going to take a couple days off. So I think I took off like a Wednesday through a Sunday, and I sat down and I watched the whole thing from start to finish all the way
through. Wow. Just like a big, like a fire hose.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but see, I was eating it up. I was like so amped and excited because of it was kind of like divinely inspired. And now that I think about it and the way that my career is going now, it still is. And so everything is just kind of happening like on this schedule without, you know, I'm just getting out of the way and I'm allowing all this really cool stuff to happen. And so one of the things that I found really curious. So when I was doing my FivePath training, I think it was like day two. I was like, this is it. This is it. I know I can do it. It is very, and so you're talking about computer science and the overlap with the way that our brain is working, very much similar. So, I mean, I think in modules, I think in patterns, I think in executable programs that can be repeatable. And what is the brain doing? How do we get from A to B so regularly, even if we don't want to? What's going on in there? What's happening? The triggers, the executable components of it. So that's kind of how my brain works. And I started to see that that's what the brain is doing all the time. So I learned a little bit more about the brain and that type of a thing. But my point is, on that end of that second day, that is when I put an ad in Google AdWords, because, you know, software engineer, I know what I'm doing. I put an ad in Google AdWords for hypnosis. The very next day, I had my first client. So I wasn't even done with my FivePath training and I had my first client. I had my original training and I had my registration in the state of Washington. And so my first client, I think, was going to be less than a week away. That's how excited I was and knew that this would work even just by the second day, and I just kept going. What do you think about that, Al?
Well, you know, what's so cool about Five Path is, you know, you've got these five phases, and when you first see a client, how many phases do you have to have mastered? One.
Just the first one, yeah.
That's right. And so then you see the client, and you got the whole next week to dig in and learn the second phase.
Exactly. And so that's why the way that I think about it is like you're booting up for that first phase. That's all you have to think about, just the first phase. Boot up for the first phase, get it in your head, get prepared and ready to go. And that first session with my first client, I didn't even do it in my own office. I had rented or kind of leased a space from a friend of mine who had room in her office. So I just did that there for, I think it was less than a month that I worked out of that space before I found my original office, which I'm still in today. And then there was definitely some work, you know, furnishing that office. And then I've been at that same place ever since.
So what was the next milestone for you?
The next milestone, let's see, probably I started seeing clients more regularly. I don't recall if I went, I think I started doing podcasts with you. And that was definitely a milestone for me. I met you at the NGH Solid Gold and started doing podcasts with you. Very shortly after that, I went full-time in the profession. So those two things, I think they're overlapping a little bit. Those were definitely milestones.
So what was that like for you to go to the NGH convention and meet all those Five Pathers and me? Was it what you expected in any way or what?
I think it was better than what I expected because I really felt like I found my people, you know, my tribe of people who are just super interested in helping people at a very individual level, like really heart-centered, powerful work, but doing it in a way that is not just helping the community, but helping the world be better in a sense, and then just really enjoying being around people who were super interested in talking about the brain, the mind, emotions, behavior, and all that stuff. I mean, I just felt like at the end of the day, I think I just kind of passed out in my room from excitement because I could just sit there and talk all day long about this stuff.
Let me ask you this. Who are some of the other hypnotists that really you connected with right away, like maybe Five Pathers?
Brenda, for sure. And I think I met Brenda because I had gone to the NGH convention in August. Before the following February was Solid Gold. So Brenda, I think, who else did I meet? I think Donna Bloom, perhaps. That seems like a long time ago. So there's definitely a Five Path family because that's why, because we have that dinner at the NGH convention. So I got to meet everybody for the first time, which that dinner is really cool because as a new person coming in, I got to meet and was invited and felt welcomed to kind of like a family of people before the convention even started. So that was really nice.
This is something that's really cool. And it was Maureen's idea, my wife, if you don't know, that we would, on the Thursday night before the convention, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the Five Pathers get together, have a dinner. The NGH has allowed us to take over the complete restaurant in the hotel to do this because we are recognized as a special interest group within the National Guild of Hypnotists. And then you start off the convention by connecting with all these people who speak the same language and have the same philosophy that they're associated with Five Path and Seven Path Self-Hypnosis and the Secret Language of Feelings. And so through the rest of the convention, you know, you got people to sit next to, or you can talk to someone and say, who should I go see, this person or this person? So it was a wonderful idea. Good. Keep going.
Yeah, so I mean, that made me feel really comfortable right away. So then the next thing, I went full time in the profession. And one of the things that really allowed me to do that was the company that I worked for, great company. They allowed me to take what's called a leave of absence. So I took a leave of absence, went full time. What I did to go full time was I knew that I was going to be going full time. I think it was in July. And so what I did coming up in June and May, I opened up my calendar and I started booking myself as full time as I could, which in retrospect, I overdid it because I was actually seeing clients 5 days before. I was seeing 20 sessions a week, Cal, when I first started. So I was seeing clients 4 sessions a day, 5 days a week, and it was just me in the office. And that was a little too much. So I I think within 6 months, I started taking my Fridays off, which means I'm doing things, everything else for my business other than seeing clients on Fridays. And that's when I record episodes with you and do all sorts of other marketing and other cool stuff.
But isn't that really a great way to get started? Because, I mean, you're just hammering it in, doing it. Because when I first started, I got up to that level where I was seeing 5 clients a day, 5 days a week. And that's where a lot of this stuff congealed for me and 5-Path developed, because when you're just doing it back to back, like 40 hours a week, you start to see that big picture. And a lot of hypnotists never get to that level.
It was so important. And I realize, I look over my career and I realize I have been seeing so many clients for so long. I really kind of packed it into a short number of years. As far as seeing a lot of clients. And you're right. I mean, nothing is better than just experience, because you are forced to figure things out on your own. No matter what kind of training you've got, you're forced to deal with it right then and there. And so that really, like, I like that word that you use, congealed. That really makes things settle in your mind at a much deeper level by just doing it day in and day out and day in and day out. And I was just having the time of my life too. I mean, on top of doing great work and helping people, I would come home so completely fulfilled, just fulfilled. Like, I'm using all of my, everything that I've learned. You know, at one point I thought to myself, you know, I really wish I would have done hypnosis earlier. Like, I really wish I would have gotten into hypnosis when I was, you know, 25 years old or something like that. But then I realized, no, you know, that previous career, that life experience is what was so important in helping me be helping me give me the skills that I have right now. And so I was using everything. I just felt really using, like, optimizing myself and using everything all day long. So I'd come home just very happy and satisfied at the end of the day.
Okay, so now, so you did that, and you had to replace another income, right?
Yes, and that didn't happen immediately, but it happened pretty quickly. I did replace my previous income, I'd say probably in about a year, and that was nice. That was great. Plus the fact that now I get to do everything on my own, right? I can take a day off if I want to take a day off. I travel when I want to travel. I go to and do things that I want to do. It all comes down to me. And now, so I started off with one very small 149 square foot office. And now I have 3 offices. One is a classroom, and that's kind of the next part of the story, is me becoming an instructor. And now I have a second office on top of that, which is now my office, which is a little bit bigger. I rent space out to my graduates, other hypnotists that work there. So I have a couple hypnotists that work at Cascade Hypnosis Center with me. And then I teach courses regularly as well.
So what made you decide to become a trainer?
Oh, I knew for certain that I wanted to be a trainer. I mean, I've known that all along. I like teaching, first of all. So in my previous career, one of the things that I would do is I would figure out how to do things and then teach other people how to do it. And that's really where you're learning how to do things, because there's a big difference between knowing how to do something and then being able to explain it to somebody else. And there's a lot of learning that takes place when you try and explain what you're doing to something else, to somebody else. And so one of the challenges for me is I like to try and explain what I do to, like, my parents or my mom or something like that. That's when I really know that I know what I'm doing, is when I can explain it to somebody who doesn't entirely understand what I'm doing, and I can explain it in a way that is simple enough for almost anybody to understand. And my mom is a very bright and very smart woman. But when I was doing computer software, that was a little bit harder for me to try and explain to my parents what I was doing in hypnosis. I mean, it was just really, really smooth and easy for me to share with them exactly what I was doing.
Have you won any awards along the way?
Yes. I won the 5-Pather Award. That was, I think, 2 years ago in 2015. That was a really awesome award. I won the 1%er Award. That was they were both surprises to me. I didn't realize they were happening, which is always a lot of fun. So I've won both of those awards. And that was, that's really... it really means a lot to me to be recognized in that way.
And for you folks, we do that at the Thursday night dinner we were talking about. That's kind of our class reunion at the NGH convention. So right in front of all your peers, the ones that you've been talking to on the phone, the ones that were in your class, the ones that you've been doing messaging to on our group for support and stuff like that. So we really appreciate the opportunity to recognize the people that are really contributing to the success of the profession, to 5-Path, and the other 5-Pathers. Good. So what was the next milestone? You're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So instructing was really important and really extremely valuable to me. What I realized at some point was Helping clients in this way is extremely valuable. It's exactly what I wanted to do, but I could really only help so many clients at a time. And on top of the fact that I really wanted to learn this stuff at an even deeper level, the only way for me to help more people at this point was to be an instructor, and now my graduates are helping more people. After that, I realized, well, hey, I want to help even more people. And so that's when I decided last year in 2016, that's when I decided to write a book on some of the most important concepts that I had learned about hypnosis. It's a client-facing book to help clients feel really comfortable using hypnosis to help them in their life. And so that is reaching an even larger audience. And I know, Cal, that you have authored a couple books. So there's a lot of really good things that come out of authoring a book.
Tell everybody the name of your book and where they can get it.
It's called Reprogram Your Weight. It's on Amazon right now. It's going to be in bookstores on July 4th, 2017, this year in North America. And it's really about helping clients lose weight with hypnosis. And it's an inspirational book. It includes a lot of client stories, starting with how they kind of struggle, and then through the power of hypnosis and the power within, which is really what I call inherent power, the inherent power that we all have within us to be remarkable, to be awesome, to be better than we ever thought, to be resilient, all of these things. I could go on and on. It's really about our ability to do that with every aspect of our life. And the book starts with a brief overview of what hypnosis is and kind of what's going on in the brain that keep people stuck eating when they know they don't want to be eating. And Cal, I think that that's a really cool, you know, concept that we talk about a lot is like, you know, you might know what you want to do, but you have a hard time following through on it. So there isn't that alignment, right, with what you know in your head and how you feel in your heart. And I know you've talked about that quite a bit. And I think that really resonates with our clients quite a bit. It's like, yeah, I know that I shouldn't be eating this, so why do I keep on doing it? And the book explains that to people in a way that a lot of readers are really happy about. So it makes them feel like, hey, somebody knows what I'm, you know, somebody, this resonates with me. Somebody gets it. And that's been a lot of fun.
You know, it's quite an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it, you know, it's really enjoyable to get emails and phone calls from people that I don't even know who say, hey, I read your book and you were really speaking to me and it really means a lot. And that's really what I was hoping to do. What's interesting is that when, you know, we talk about five path, and phase one is hopeful somnambulistic client. So when I think about this book, Reprogram Your Weight, I think I want my client to read that and feel hopeful. I want them, readers, to read that and feel hopeful that even if they've tried everything else, hypnosis can still help them. So they finish reading the book, they're like, oh, I'm hopeful that something else can work. And that's really what I like to hear from them as well.
Beautiful. What's the future hold for you? What's coming?
Well, let's see. I just did a live event based on my book last weekend, and it went really well. I really felt like I was able to kind of capture everything that I want to share with people in a live setting. That was just really meaningful and really lovely for me to be able to share that information with people. I've also written my second book. That's going to be out in June. Reprogram Your Weight comes out in bookstores in July. And then I got invited. This is really fun. I got invited to speak in a castle in Scotland. So in July, and I haven't come up with a topic yet, in July, I'm going to be speaking in a castle. You know, it's going to be probably related to my book. And hypnosis, of course, is going to be hypnosis and weight loss and probably something about my book. So I'll be giving a talk in Scotland. It's going to be recorded, so that'll be fun to see that. And then, you know, I'm at the NGH convention later this year and hopefully be helping more people lose weight and maybe even helping other people learn more about what I do.
All right. You know what I'd like you to do is, because, you know, unfortunately, we only got so much time, is I want, you know, there's hypnotists out there that, you know, maybe they've been in the profession as long as you, maybe longer, and they just aren't where they want to be. Give them a couple of good nuggets here, golden nuggets of what you can give them so that they can get going and really be the success they want to be.
Here's one of the things that I think is so valuable. You do not have to be ready to take the next step. A lot of times we sit here and think, and we'll see, like I see this in my graduates sometimes too. They're like, they're thinking, I have to get this ready and this ready and this ready, and this has to be in place and this has to be in place and I have to do all this. No, you don't. Do it now. You do not have to be entirely, totally ready to take that next step. As a matter of fact, sometimes when you commit to making that next step. So for example, when I wrote my book, I had no idea what my book was going to be about. I just knew that I wanted to write a book and share this information with people. And so I found one of the best publishers in the world to help me with this. And so that's probably the second thing. Find a really, really good mentor. And that might be really good training, or it might be just another hypnotist who is where you want to be. And so, you know, that for me has always worked. So Cal has been my mentor for years, and he's awesome. You know, I mean, I get to reach out and do these podcasts with him, and he answers my question. But I have other mentors as well, business mentors, and my author. My publishing mentor helps with the book, that type of thing. So anytime that I want to do something and I'm not quite sure exactly how to do it, I just know I want to do it, I find the best of the best and I start working with them. And that's always worked for me. Cal, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think that's a problem that people have is they don't take the time to find the best people to work with. And in addition to being the best, they have to be the right person for you to connect with at that time in your stage of development. So yeah, reach out. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's people who know how to do this stuff.
Right. And you know, like I said, you don't have to have everything dialed in. It's like if I had to feel completely, totally ready to do everything first, I might not ever get there. And I see people struggling with this all the time. They feel like they have to be 100% ready before they take the leap. So for me, what I do is I just run and jump and I figure it out. At some point, you know, I start coasting and figure out how to get there by finding the right people. Some of that is just, you know, has to do with really good foundation, some great training. I have a really good support system. I'm surrounded with awesome hypnotists, people who are uplifting, people who want to make a difference in the world, people who are stepping up every day and doing that stuff. So I'm surrounded by really awesome, cool people. I get to see what they're doing and I'm challenged by some of the things that they are doing. So I don't hesitate in taking the next step. And I kind of want to consistently continue to grow and challenge myself because it's more fun that way. I don't want to get bored. And that's another thing about this profession, Cal. There is an endless amount of things that you can do. There's no end to it. I mean, you could create books, movies, you could just see clients, you could be a trainer, you could have a school, right? There's nothing that you couldn't do. You could take it in any direction that you want.
Absolutely. And you know what? Nowadays you can think worldwide, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And exactly. So that's another one of the things that I'm looking forward to doing in the future is perhaps doing some training and traveling at the same time, because I used to do that in my previous profession. I could travel and work at the same time, and I want to try to incorporate that maybe in 2018 so that I could see some parts of the world and continue working. And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work out, but I'll figure out a way to make that happen. I'll probably find some people who are doing it and ask them how they made it work. That's probably what I'll do.
Perfect. Okay, so now we're coming to the very, very, very end, because I want you to just wrap it up any way you want, maybe a couple words of encouragement for our listeners and viewers.
Okay, very good. So here's one of the things that I think is really important. The world needs you to be exactly who you are. There are not enough great hypnotists out there. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know, what should I do? Or this sounds interesting to me, just go for it. And, you know, get some really good training and, you know, use your heart, connect, and just step into that place that you can be your absolute best. One of the things that is really cool is when I get excited about things, I know I'm headed in the right direction. So if you get excited about hypnosis or taking the next step, writing a book, creating a podcast series, whatever it is, use that excitement to your advantage. Step into that place. Surround yourself with people who are doing great work. Continue watching this podcast for some great ideas. And I look forward to seeing you out there in the real world online. My name is Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. I'm also on our Hypnospace. I'll be at the NGH convention this year. So please come say hi to me. Tell me what's going on with you. And Cal, thank you so much for inviting me to share my story here today. It has been such a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Erica. And, you know, this is what we do. Maureen and I, we look for people who, you know, have the gumption to get out there and do it, and we'll shine a light on them and do everything we can to coach them up. You've seen us do that with Celeste. You've seen us do it with Meredith. You've seen us do it with Elron. You've seen us do it, you know, with Brenda. And we just keep on going, looking for people who want to treat the profession like a profession, not a hobby. And we'll be your mentor. We'll provide you with the training you need, because, as like Erica said, this world does not have enough great hypnotists. And I say in class, I say there's an army of hypnotists out there. We're the special forces. And, you know, if you're ready to step up that way, then come on, contact us. I got a training coming up. If you're already certified, the Week of Power, June 18th through the 24th, that's 7 days. You must be previously certified to take this course. Then in October, we have the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. This is for people who have not yet come into the profession, but we always have some hypnotists in there, too, that want to just go the full 10-day deluxe treatment and get their 5-Path, 7-Path certification that way. And we're here in Plano, Texas. If you're interested, give us a call. If you're watching this in 2018, 19, 20, whatever, our schedule is always on calbanyan.com. All right, that's it. Thank you, Erica, for telling us your story. I'm sure there's lots of hypnotists out there that will be inspired by it. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.